Praise Love the Lord. Talk Radio.
That is a prompt that other people are joining us from the blog line, from all kinds of different lines all across the world. Amen. From just you name it, they're coming. And we just praise God for them. I just want you to know that we love the Lord and we welcome you. I want to open up the Wisdom Seminar this morning. It is a seminar just that the saints of God come and just tell us what certain things mean to them. Yeah, what certain things mean to them. I want you to go to Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. Ephesians 6, 11 and 12. Let me read it for you. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And the next verse says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I want you to get ready just to help me with God is speaking to your heart about those two verses. Put on the whole armor of God for that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 11th verse, and also the 12th verse. Ephesians 6, 11, and 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. All right? Get ready for that. And let me have a word of prayer with you before we even begin in this morning. Heavenly Father, the greatest privilege of my life is to come before you. You are the reason that I'm here, that any of us are here. Even that Jesus came into this world. Thank you. We praise you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. All the adoration is yours. We love you, Lord. We appreciate everything that you've done and everything that you're doing right now, Lord, and even everything that you're going to do. Nobody in this whole wide world like you. You are the only true and living God. We worship you and give you all the glory. We ask that you forgive all sin, every sin of omission, things that we have not gotten done yet, Lord, we tried. Amen. The visions that you've given to us, we know they're coming to pass, and we're waiting and working at the same time, waiting on you. But forgive us, God, if we haven't gotten them done yet or running behind, forgive us. And forgive us for all sins of commission, anything that we've done that we shouldn't have done. In the name of Jesus. Now bless these precious people. We surrender this line to you, Lord.
Yes.
And give you all the glory.
And I'm going to come up with
you. Bless, 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 bless. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we need you. We need you. We need you. We need you, Lord, so much. Thank you for what you've done. And even today we're asking you to heal bodies. My God, yeah. Heal. And not only bodies, God, heal minds, heal situations. Oh, heal financial situations, heal physical cancer and diabetes and all kinds of problems, and ear problems, head problems and heart problems, so many problems. Just heal, Lord. And God, heal those broken hearts. Amen. Look on those people who have been incarcerated. Help them and heal them, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. We just bless your holy name. Give you everything that all of the glory and honor in Jesus' name. Bless, 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 bless. Bless in the city and in the field. Bless our going out and coming in. Bless us, Lord, as we bless you back. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen. And amen and amen. And good morning to all of you. Wait, God bless you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Let's speak to the Lord, everybody. Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning,
Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Amen. Come on, y'all. Wake up here. It's taking y'all a little long to speak to the Lord. Come on, let's try it again. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
God is so wonderful. And he loves to hear y'all praise him, I guarantee you. Because the Bible tells us that he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. So why don't you get ready to praise him and let him come in and bless us even more. Amen. Y'all ready? Come on, let's give him a praise check to find out what level your praise is on. Praise check, everybody. Come on in and talk about that for us. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. All right, saints, the line is open to you. Who's it? Who's first? We're going to talk about that first. Amen. Put on the whole armor. Much as y'all been resting, and the enemy's been attacking y'all on every hand, and you can't say nothing about that. Amen. On your left, right, everywhere you turn, he's attacking. Amen. And you need to put on the whole armor. You need the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Yeah, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Amen. Okay. Who wants to talk about that? Ephesians 6 and 11 and 12. Anybody? The line is open to you. Just want to see what it means to y'all. Just want to see what it means to you. Who's the first one? Let me draft a few people here. But I know the saints of God can talk about that. Ephesians 6, 11, and 12. All right. Sister Ambassador-elect, Benita Friesen, this morning, getting ready to talk about that for us. And let me ask Sister Jerry Hall from Kansas City. Mother Woods, I know you ought to have something on that. Amen. Putting on the whole armor of God. All right.
This is Ambassador-elect Frierson from Michigan, area 616. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. When we put on the whole armor of God, we protect ourselves from the enemy. And one thing that we don't do is turn our back on the enemy and run. But we have to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And we protect ourselves with our equipment and with prayer. And prayer can be from the hands of the enemy.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. All right. Anybody else want to come in here?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Jerry Hall. What it means to me, Pastor, is that having the Lord in your life, knowing the Lord, seeking the Lord, will give you wisdom and protection from the enemy. You never know who's on your side and who is not on your side. Therefore, if you read your word, have faith in the Lord, he will show you who's there for you and who is against you, and he will show you how to deal with those people that are against you. Of course, continue to be kind, but that's what that means to me. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
God bless you. All right, Mother Woods, go ahead.
Good morning. Yes,
morning.
Sir. God bless you. Yes, I agree with what's been said, and also we must keep ourselves covered with the blood and covered in the word and being prayerful, being watchful. It's important to live a safe life. And I like what our Ambassador-elect Benita Farrison said. Of course, he didn't, when you look at the armor, he didn't give us nothing to cover our back because he didn't mean for us to be on the run. There's no rear covering. Everything is, you know, your sword, your breastplate, your belt, your shield of faith, your helmet of salvation, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So, you know, we have a covering from the front, but nothing from the back, because you know, I'm not supposed to be running from the enemy. You meet him head on. God will keep your back covered. And so we thank God for that. And I thank God for these moments that you've given us. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Y'all are good. Thank you. You're helping folks worldwide. All right. Somebody else give us what that means to you. Amen. Put on the whole armor. All right? The line is open to you. Anyone else want to talk about that? Ephesians 6 and 11. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
When we when you're in the Lord's army, you're doing a lot of spiritual warfare. And it's, you know, everything isn't always physical, but it's spiritual. So you must have prayer, and you have to read the word in order to, you know, to be able to fight the enemy. You can't fight a spiritual fight physically.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
That's good. Area code 616.
All right.
Amen. I would like to add something to that also, Dr. Johnson's Mother Woods.
All right.
Yes, you know, you can't fight the enemy with a gun and, you know, fist fights and none. This is a spiritual warfare. We must fight the enemy with the word of God. Jesus, when he had to deal with the enemy, he spoke, "It is written." He used the word of God to speak to the enemy and let him know, you know, man shall not live by bread alone, but by the word of God. So we must use the word of God. That's our weapon. To use your sword, you take the S, you got the word, and you put the S back on, it's a sword. So your word is a sword. And so you use the word on the enemy. Yes, indeed, it's a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, the enemy, he is not a person that you can just deal with physical. And we, our weapons are not carnal, but mighty through God. So we put the word on the enemy. God bless you. Thank you.
Good. Thank you so much. Beautiful. All right, someone else, get in there and tell us what that means to you in the name of Jesus.
And we can't go AWOL. Absent without official leave, I think that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, the line is still open. Anybody else want to say a word to the people who are listening? Because somebody's rattling it. Against the wiles of the devil. Amen.
Is Dr. Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Good morning. This is Sister Ernestine Ryan, area code 773, and I just had a few words on that. And I was thinking, you know, to me, when the Lord saves us, first of all, he gives us and he equips us the things that we need to do to fight the enemy, because he knows the enemy better than we do. And he gave us armor to wear. And if we wear it, we will be victorious, because he fights against our soul. He does not fight against, he fights against our soul. And, you know, the Bible tells us if we resist the devil, that he will flee from us. And he gives us that equipment to do that. And he lets us know that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty to God. For the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So if we do as God has equipped us, if we wear the equipment that God has given us, we will be victorious in every situation, because he does give us the victory.
My. Thank you so much, bless the Lord. All right, let's have a couple more, maybe three, before we close here this morning. Somebody else, you have a take on that? You want to say something about that? The line is open to you. Anyone else?
Good morning, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Elect Wilson. And I thank God for the scripture of putting on the whole armor of God. And to put on, we have to pull off. And to be take off that old man and everything that he has. For us on the whole armor of God. Get dressed up. We have to watch ourselves, watch our words, and put on that attribute of Christ, that Christ like spirit, love, kind, and peace, and the armor that he is looking for, because when we wrestle, not against the flesh, but these demon spirits, we got to be strong enough to stand against that so that when we get through wrestling, we are yet standing and the devil is running. And we want to be like, have our faith like a flint so that there won't nothing diminish our faith so we can keep running and hold on to the Lord and be watchful unto him. We have the armor and we are dressed for the walk, but we must pray, excuse me, and not lose our weapon because we have to pray. That's just the key to all of this, putting on the whole armor of God. If we don't pray, we can't stay. We won't have the armor. But a soldier getting ready for war, he puts on the clothes that would protect him from the enemy. So this is what the Lord wants us to do, put on that spiritual war armor. Get ready with the word that we can fight the devil with that because we can't do it by ourselves, the spiritual part of it. God bless you.
God bless you, beautiful. God bless you. Somebody help us with this portion of the verse 12. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Do we have spiritual wickedness? Are you seeing it? Spiritual wickedness in high places. Everywhere you look, seem like you ought to be able to see that. Look at the news every day. My God, you can tell the flesh and blood is not attacking those folks. When you have 2 14-year-old boys take a gun and blow the brains out of a 13-year-old boy. I mean, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Something made them do that. But we are wrestling against principalities and powers and against the rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places, trying to kill, steal, and destroy you. Who has a word on that? Amen. Ephesians 6 and 12. That person who came up and said something to you so vicious, and you haven't done anything to them. And you think they did it, but we ought to look at that again. Maybe they didn't do it. Maybe it's just the enemy moving through them. It wasn't flesh and blood, but principalities that caused them to do it. Powers, spiritual, against the rulers of the darkness of the world and spiritual wickedness in high places. The enemy is working through the spirit, his spirit realm. They're trying to kill you, steal from you, and destroy you. And the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against the devil. All right. Who wants to talk about that? Ephesians 6 and 12. The line is open to you. Come on, thank to God. Amen. Much spiritual wickedness that has been attacking y'all. Sure. Yo,
good morning, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning to you.
This is Ambassador Johnson of Bronx, New York. How are you today? God is good. I give honor to all whom honor is due and to God, first of all. I just want to say I've been listening, and I feel as though we have a lot of spiritual wickedness in high places, not only in the world, but in the church. Sometimes we have people that are in a higher position, they have a lot of influence over other people. And sometimes their influence is not godly. And they can lead them in a direction that will cause them not to talk to other members of the church or, you know, or put someone down that you really shouldn't put down. We should get to know each other instead of, you know, that has happened to me where I was talking to someone and they said, oh, they told me to watch you, don't talk to you. And, you know, and I said, well, why would they do that? You know, when I haven't done anything to anyone, I just try to be friendly with people. And I call that spiritual wickedness. because if I am in error in any way and you are a person that is spiritual, you should come to me and speak to me about what you feel that I am doing that's wrong. But if you can't find any fault in me and you're just doing it just to be vicious, then you are a discourse store, and the Bible says, talks about being a discourse store. So I feel as though there's a lot of spiritual wickedness in high places in the church because of the person's position and title.
Good.
And I
stand
to be corrected.
All right, beautiful. All right, someone else want to say a word on that? Come on, jump in there and let the Lord use you. So many people are being attacked like never before. The enemy has tried to take the saints down. And he's not looking like he used to look, you know, with horns and red cape and all that kind of crazy stuff. No, no, no. He's wearing a saint's suit and a saint's dress, looking like people God everywhere, and looking like businessmen in the world, looking like just regular people. Yeah, enemies wise. But when you get to really in the midst of something, you find out that you got principalities against you and powers against you, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's why we ask y'all, before you go in the court, make sure you pray and ask God to go with you. As the old saints used to say, take the Lord along with you.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you go, you're going to need him. You're going to need him everywhere you go. Because you're going into situations where if you don't have the Lord, the man with the gavel could cause you a lot of stress on your life.
Yeah.
Amen. There have been so many young men who have gone, and women who have gone before the courts, who have been innocent. Amen. And we've got people who have the powers of this world to say whether or not you get 50 years or you get a suspended sentence. We need to take the Lord along with us everywhere we go, because we have spiritual wickedness in high places. They give a young man who had to rob the store. He felt that he had to rob the store because he had a baby by the baby mama, and they both hungry, and he had to go down there and rob up that corner store. And then after they gave him 50 years, something like that, then somebody who committed white-collar crime, yeah, drugs and things like that, then he gave them a suspended sentence. And they caught all kind of cocaine on him, and cocaine in the office and everything else. But because he knew the judge and knew others in the courts, they let him off and gave him a suspended sentence and didn't even put a shackle around his feet or legs, but sent that other young man to jail for 50 years. It's wickedness in high places. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. We got to have the Lord with us. Amen. Everywhere we go. Because you've got rulers of the darkness. All right. Somebody else. I take about one more person who wants to talk on that. The line is open to you. All these have been good. Amen. Come on, somebody jump in there and help us. Amen. Anybody else?
Yes, Dr. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. This is Evangeline Hendricks, 9 months of area. Good morning to you and to Ambassador Bailey, Mother of the Nation, everybody on the line. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Satan and his demons, they are our enemy. They are behind every personal attack that we encounter. And what I mean by this is that it's not that person, but it's that Satan that using that person for a tool. So what we have to do, we have to learn how to bind that demon that's in that person. But that person is not the Satan is using that person for this particular thing that they're coming against you with. So we have to learn how to not hate that person, but bind that work that Satan has allowed him to come against you. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and a person is flesh and blood, but we have to learn how to bind that what's within that person that's coming against us to attack us.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. Anybody else? Thank you. Wonderful.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Ambassador Lake Mother Digby. I was thinking when it said put on the whole armor of God, that means be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Spirit of God, and then get into your word and get to know what the word says. Because we're not a match for the devil on our own, but the Spirit of God will take us through everything. And it told the word tell us how to guard our mind. Don't let your mind be loose and be thinking a lot of things, but think on God. Keep the Lord in your mind and keep the word of God in your mind. That whatever, because Satan is going to attack you, and he's got some tricks. And if he don't get you on one, he's going to come right back. Don't rest. Keep praying. Stay with God and stay with your service and stay with the word of God, because that's what we need to fight against, because that's our sword is prayer. God has given us what to fight, but a weapon, and that is our sword. And if we stay in prayer, everything won't catch us off guard. But God will let us know things that are going to come and that we can be praying on, and that we be fasting on to kill this flesh man, because flesh will want to rise up. But the Spirit of God will let us know that we don't have to do that, that God has given us a way, and that is to pray and stay with him.
Amen.
Beautiful. And look at that. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
This is Ambassador Lake Frierson. I agree with what has been said. And Mother Bigsby, she said that we have to stay in prayer. And I think of, you know, the United States and how the United States have allies that they can
right. You
know, depend upon. And when we are in prayer, and our brothers and sisters are in prayer, we're allies. You know, we can pray, and on top of praying, then we depend upon the allies, our, you know, brothers and sisters that are praying.
Can't hear you.
You're talking just a little louder.
Oh, okay. I'm reminded of what Mother Bigsby said, that we have to pray. And when we pray, everybody's praying, you know, we can beat and defeat the devil. But we have allies. Like if I'm praying and you're praying, we're allies. We can depend upon the prayers of each other to get us through any test or any battle. And it's just like in the natural where the United States has allies. The United States can depend upon other countries for help. You don't always, you know, fight the battle by yourself, but you can have your allies help you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Allies in prayer.
In fact, if we'll look at those verses following there, Ephesians 6:14-16, it tells us that not only prayer, but, for example, it says, have your feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. Yeah, you need peace. That's something that God is telling us that we need. And then it says, above all, taking the shield of faith. Here it is, faith. We need faith. Man, when we'll be able to quench all the fire and darkness of the wicked. And then it says, I'm taking the helmet of salvation. Salvation is another weapon. And the sword of the Spirit certainly is a weapon against everything that the devil is using. And then it says, the word of God. Y'all already said these things. Talk about the word. Start quoting the word. We're going to have a session in our church where I'm just going to have them just quoting the word all over. Just quote the word. Yeah. If the word says, I am strong, quote the scriptures of being strong. The word says, we are victorious. Quote scriptures of being victorious. Amen. So those are things. Praying always. Yeah, with prayer and supplication in the spirit. That's very, very, very important that we pray always. Pray about everything we do. Those things will help us. Amen. And not only that, these times go without, not by just anything you might be able to think of, but by prayer and fasting. You got to fast many times. I called y'all on a 3-day fast last week and the week before. Amen. That we might fast and make God more important than our intake, than our food.
Amen.
These things help to fight the devil. Amen. The enemy is trying to devise ways to destroy God's people. And nowadays he's got new weapons. You know, they may have been old weapons, but he's pulled them out now, and they're brand new approaches to trying to destroy God's people. But we're going to make it. We're more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ. This is the strength. We are victorious. We already got the victory. And the devil.
Amen.
All right. I'm out of time here on that wisdom seminar. Amen. Let me have maybe two or three praise reports of what God did for you over the weekend or anything you want to praise him about. The line is open to you for praise reports. Who will do a praise report? About the goodness of Jesus.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning.
Ambassador Lake Johnson again in Bronx, New York. We did the prayer walk again this Saturday past.
Yes, ma'am.
And we started out, we met at the building where the young man had been killed, and we went out there, and they asked me to lead them out in prayer. I said a prayer of faith, and we started out, and I started explaining to them, you know, about God calling us to prayer and, you know, and to go out into the highways and hedges and to win souls for him. And we started marching, and we started, you know, shouting, pray and stop the violence and pray for our children and pleading the blood of Jesus. And Dr. Johnson, someone told me to look behind me, and there were three blocks of people following us, shouting, stop the violence, and pray, and praise the Lord, and, you know, and pick up your Bible, and put down your guns. And it was such a beautiful prayer walk that we had, and I just want to give that report that God is good, and I'm just excited about working for Jesus.
My God, I know you are. Amen. Look behind you, and three blocks of people shouting, stop the violence. Oh, my God, that's beautiful. And that's where now, was that in the Bronx? Where is this?
In the Bronx, yes, sir. We were on television about 2 weeks ago. They taped it and they interviewed us. And as we were shouting, you could hear people from way across the streets shouting, yay, stop the violence. And they were, like, saying, pray. And it was really, it was a peaceful thing, but it was just so exuberant, I tell you. My heart was overwhelming. I'm just excited about doing the work of the Lord. And now we're going to get banners to march with. And they want me, I designed a banner. They want to put them over each housing because I live in where the projects are. I live over in a private building, but there are a lot of projects, about 20. They want to get banners to put up over each housing, stop the violence, put down your guns. And we're trying to get some sort of can that can be stable where they can drop their guns in.
Beautiful. Keep working for the Lord.
Yes, I'm excited.
Oh, my God. That's exciting. Amen. Whenever somebody's doing the work for the Lord. Now, while you're doing all that, this is for you. Just remember, we read that scripture to you this morning. Yeah. You're doing it. Amen. And remember that you're not wrestling against flesh and blood, so.
Amen, sir.
that prayer and that faith and that peace and that hope, all those things working with you, might want to go on a fast, maybe right before you do one of those again next time. You might have full time blocks. It's really increasing, and I just thank God for you. Amen. God bless you. Anybody else have a praise report? Want to hear it? Well, open it up the line to you. You have a praise report? Come on with it.
Anybody else? Morning. It's good morning.
Good morning.
This is Thursday Ryan again. Area code 773. And I just want to give thanks unto the Lord for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. And I had testified before when I gave my praise report 2 years ago in 2013. I was diagnosed as having a stroke to a nerve in my left eye. Therefore, I was having low vision, blurred vision, and I could not drive. The doctor stopped me from driving. But I just want to say that, and he also told me that there was no treatment for that particular condition. And I just want to say that God restored my vision, and not only did He restore my vision, but He gave me a new car to drive, and I thank Him for that. And then, you know what He did? I'm in Omaha, Nebraska. If anybody's familiar with Nebraska, it's kind of like elevations, you know, up and down. And so the streets are only two lanes. And it's been raining here for the last 2 days. But God blessed me. I said, God, I want to go to church. And God blessed me to drive to church yesterday without a GPS system. And I was able to see. And I drove myself back home. So I said, I thank God He has restored my vision.
Amen. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I was going to say, what about Dr. Jesus? He did it. Doctor who's never lost the case. We praise Him for it. My God. Let me. Anybody else have a praise report? Well, I'm going to just say, Lady Betty and I have a praise report. Yesterday, we had the Pastors and Wives Christmas Gala. And I want to just thank Master Gina Hodges, who did such a tremendous, tremendous job off the chain. I tell you, it was so decorated so beautifully in there. I tell you, it was so beautiful. And then we had the gifts just all over the wall, everywhere, just presents for kids and some for adults, just for everybody, hundreds of presents, hundreds of gifts, hundreds of toys for the kids. And it was something phenomenal. And then we fed hundreds of people yesterday. It was so beautiful, just beautiful, my God. And then on top of that, I didn't have to preach yesterday. We had a Christmas play. Don't take Christ out of Christmas.
Amen.
We had several scenes on yesterday of how people many times take Christ out of Christmas. We talked about taking my rich girl, showing how she was so ungrateful for everything that was done for her. She had to just act like she didn't want nothing because it wasn't good enough for her. Then we went to a poor, we went to homeless kids about how they didn't have a place to stay, and somebody took them in and fed them. Then we went to foster kids and how they had been abused in the home, and another person took them in and fed them. And then we had neglected kids. Yeah, they had been neglected where their parents didn't want them. And someone took them in and fed them. And then we had a drug addict. Sister Jerry's on the line. She was the drug addict. And she acted so well. I said, watch yourself, girl. it was something funny. But we had a great time. And then we had an abused family. Yeah. And Sister Gina was the abused lady. And we just showed how people have been abused, but they need Christ. Amen. Jesus is the reason for the season. It was so just great, 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 great. We had a great time, and even though it was raining here, God filled the house up completely, and we just had a bumper time of feeding people as well as giving out toys to kids all over in the community as well as the kids in our church. So many quality toys, even tablets and and all kind of dolls and all kind of skateboards and just expensive presents we were able to give out